that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again to the book of Psalms 139, and we're looking again at verses 23 and verse number 24 as we continue our study on personal revival. David said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I said to you on the broadcast yesterday, as I look at this portion of Scripture, I'm reminded of a sick man going to see a doctor. And when you get into the doctor's office and he comes in, he's going to say to you, "What's wrong with you?" You're going to say to him, "Well, I've got this problem." In the story of David, it is as though David would say to the Lord that, "I've got a problem. I'm not as strong as I used to be. There is something that is happening that is causing a weakening effect in my life. I just don't have the get up and go, the stamina that I used to have." And then it's like the doctor says to the patient, "Where do you think I ought to start with the examination?" And David says to the Lord, "Let's start with my heart. It just might be that I have heart problems. And I want you to search me and know my heart. I want you to open me up and look inside my heart and see if there's a problem there that is keeping me from being the man or the person that I ought to be." Well, when David has his heart examined, and the Lord finishes, and again, I remind you, it's not like the Lord's seeking information for himself. No, he's wanting to show David what his problem is by putting his finger on the needs in David's heart. When he finishes the heart examination, it's as though the doctor says, "Is there anything else you think I need to examine while you're in here?" And again, David said, "Well, while we're at it, examine my mind. Try me and know my thoughts. It just might be that it's my thoughts that are keeping me from being the Christian that I ought to be." Would we dare allow the Lord to walk through our thought life and put his finger on everything in our thoughts that is contrary to the will of God and displeasing unto our Heavenly Father? Again, many of us would be embarrassed, but I remind you that he knows anyway what we're thinking. He knows every thought, and even he knows them before we think those thoughts. So he examines the heart, and then he examines the mind. And then he says to David, "Is there anything else that I need to check while you're in here?" And David said, "I want you to examine my ways. It just might be that there is some wicked way in me that is keeping me from being what I ought to be." You see, friend, we are so set in our ways, and we live by the philosophy, "This is the way we've always done it." And I want to say to you, that does not mean that it's right. The Bible said, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, saith the Lord. The Bible said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I love the words of David in Psalms 119 and verse number 59, where he said, I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Evidently, he did not like what he saw when he thought on his ways. But then he closes this passage of Scripture after having his heart examined, his mind examined, and his ways examined. And then he said, lead me in the way everlasting. And I said unto you, that's like saying to the doctor, write the prescription, and I will take the medicine. And may I remind you that medicine in the medicine cabinet does not provide healing to the body. No. But friend, we must not only hear the preaching of the word of God. It's not enough just to hear it and say amen to it and tell the preacher when you leave, that is a good message. You must take the medicine. Oh, my friend, listen to me today. God wants to do a work of revival in our heart. He wants to do a work of revival in our mind. He wants to do a work of revival in our ways. But we must be willing to allow him to be our doctor and give us some medicine that we need. And then we must take that medicine if we're going to experience personal revival in our hearts and in our lives. But I want you to notice, not only we find the psalmist saying, search me, O God, but then I want you to notice in the book of Matthew chapter number 14 and in verses number 22 and following, we have the story of Jesus saying to his disciples, get in the boat and cross over to the other side. Simon Peter, later on in the night, got anxious to get out of the boat, and so Jesus allowed him to do it. And of course, you know the story. When he gets out of the boat, he begins to sink, and he cries out to the Lord, and he said, Lord, save me. David said, search me, O God. And now here is Simon Peter, and he's crying out, save me, O Lord. I want you to listen to me closely. Friend, this Christian life is like life upon a stormy sea. And there's a lot of storms that come. And I want to say quickly, I do not want to go down in the storm and drown in the stormy seas of this life. And may I just remind you, it does not matter what kind of storm you drown in. Friend, if you drown, then you're dead. The devil does not care what kind of storm that he can get you to go under in, just as long as you go under and not come up again. But I want you to notice some things about Simon Peter. Number one, I want to mention to you that he recognized help was needed. He realized that he was going down. He could not save himself. And I want to say to you, friend, one of the great needs of revival of our day is the fact that we are hopeless and helpless in ourselves. We cannot stay afloat on our own. We will go under. We'll become shipwrecked. We'll drown in the storms on the sea of life. Listen to me today. One of the tragedies of my years of preaching and dealing with people, most of the time when people call out for help, it's too late to help them. When you deal with a couple that's having a marital problem, and when they come to you and they explain the problem to you, then you look at them and you say, well, how long has this been going on? And then they may tell you months or years have gone by since it begun. And you want to say to them, well, why did you not come to me earlier before this thing went this far? And of course, you get the excuses, I don't know. And then on another illustration, people start laying out a church and you go to them and you finally find out what the problem is. And you ask them, well, how long has this been going on? And a lot of times it's been going on for years. And you want to say to them, well, why did you not come for help earlier? You see, the devil is a master at causing us to put it off. But Simon Peter gets out of the boat, starts walking toward Jesus on the water. And the Bible said, when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid. Notice these next words. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Not after he'd gone down two or three times. Not after that his lungs were already filled with the water and he's almost beyond help. But beginning to sink. Oh, you know what Peter realized? All of a sudden, he's not walking on the water. He's going down. I wonder if I'm speaking to somebody today that you look at your own Christian life and you can remember, can I say it, when you're on top, when things were going good for you and you were enjoying the blessings of God upon your life. But you look at them now and you're not on top anymore. You're going down. I'm going to say to you, realize you need help. Then number two, recognize that help is near. God is there. He's not but just a prayer away. Oh, Simon Peter may be going down, but thank God he had enough sense to know that there was somebody standing close by who could rescue him. And so not only you realize that help is needed, you recognize that help is near, but you request help now. Simon Peter does not pray a long prayer. He said, Lord, save me. And the Bible said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And it rebuked him, then it returned him back to the ship. But I want to say to you today, friend, a personal revival is not only God searching us, but it's God saving us. And I want to say again, I don't want to drown in the stormy sea of life. No, I want to stay on the boat and I want to go to the other side. But wherever you're at today, if you're in the sea by yourself, you're going down. I want to tell you, the Lord's near. You don't have to sink. Recognize help is needed. Recognize that help is near and request help now. And the master of the sea will rescue you today. Father, rescue that one that's sinking today. By your grace, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time Broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.